The Alaska Department of Fish and Game and the Federal Department of Fish and Wildlife plan to launch a 3-year research project to find out why the Chignik River's Chinook run has declined. Fish and Game Management Biologist Reed Johnson says the holdup now is funding.
That's a partnership between the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service as well as the Chignik Intertribal Coalition. There were a few different questions that we're going to try to answer with that project, but a proposal has been submitted. We won't know about funding until next year.
If approved, Johnson says they will use the funds to pay staff and buy equipment like video cameras. Johnson says their goal is to get an exact count of the Chinook runs in the area.
We're looking to enumerate all the Chinook salmon that are going to pass through the weir during the central 80% of the Chinook salmon run. And we're going to be using video cameras and software to count all of those. And those counts are going to be compared to the traditional method that we use here for enumerating Chinook salmon.
The current seasonal staff would extend their stay in the area to review video and software counts. That would help them verify their current methods of estimating fish in the river. Those counts would be supplemented by subsistence surveys. They plan to hire someone from the Chignik Intertribal Coalition to survey beaches in the area to count the salmon harvest and the types of gear used. Johnson says the hope is to address the lack of information in the area in order to better understand why the runs have been so small.
Part of why we're partnered with the feds on this project is because the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service doesn't get a lot of subsistence information from the area. So that's what we're hoping to address, is getting more subsistence information from the people in the area, as well as higher resolution of Chinook salmon counts through the weir.
As of Tuesday morning, 285 Chinook have swam past the weir.